Unless you see signs, you will not believe. Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The signs that are being referred to here are the miracles that our Lord is working. They want to see. They want to know, well, see what, by what authority he does what he does. How is it that he does what he does? If I'm going to believe, I want to see something that tells me I should believe. When in fact our Lord is saying, no, it needs to be an act of faith. We can't always see everything, but we do have to believe, and we have to go on believing. And so even here again, when the official comes to our Lord comments about signs. He wants to see a sign. And the official just simply says, come and heal my boy. He doesn't ask for anything. He just saying, come heal my boy. Now here's where the act of faith comes in. Our Lord simply tells him, go, your boy will live. No more. The official believes the act of faith and goes. Obedience. And it occurred exactly as our Lord had said. And perhaps unwittingly it gets proven to the official. Because before he ever gets home, his servants come to him. Your son is now recovering. Well, when did he start? They tell him, well, the fever left him 1 o'clock yesterday. About exactly, not just about, exactly the time our Lord said, go, your son will heal. Now what happens with this act of faith? Not only does the official convert, not only does he believe, but so his whole household. It's shared. It grows. Awesome thing when you stop to think about it. But that's what's required. Reminds me of something I once read about a king in France who was a devout Catholic. And this was a reflection for Corpus Christi. There had been a miracle occurred in one of the churches in his realm, not far from the royal palace. And one of the people came running to the king. Come, see, there's a miracle. Our Lord is appearing on the wall. Actually, I think he was appearing in the Blessed Sacrament, something, but he was appearing himself. And the king said, I don't need a miracle to believe. He already believed, and that was enough. The act of faith. And so it is here. We don't absolutely need a miracle to believe. We believe. And if we continue to believe, and we nurture that faith, we must read, we must study, we must reflect, we must pray, it will grow. If we don't, it will burn out, we'll lose it. So we must continue always to exercise that act of faith, always. Even if we feel nothing, and that happens too. For Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, it happened for 45 years. But she went on believing, just the same. For St. Teresa of Lisieux, for the last month of her life, and she told her sister, as she lay dying, I don't feel anything. I don't even know if he exists. That's how strong her coldness was. But she said, I go on loving him. He said, no, that's what he wills. We must go on. We must never give that up. Then we too will find it will happen just as he has told us. We too will achieve our union with him, our salvation. Praise be Jesus and Mary.